Lively Stones Meditations, Saturday, 8th January 2022. Arise, let us go from here. John 14, verses 25 to 31. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You've heard me say to you, I'm going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said I'm going to the Father. For my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. From John 14 to the end of John 17, the words we read are exclusively John quoting Jesus in a long farewell speech to his disciples, giving counsel and guidance, but also reassurance for the times ahead, but most of all, strengthening their faith. This is the detail of the Last Supper. Jesus concludes with the words, "Arise, let us go from here." Where was Jesus going? In chapter 18, verse 1, we read that when Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where there was a garden which he and his disciples entered. This is three chapters away in John's narrative, so maybe we should conclude that the arising and the going is not a physical movement, at least not yet, but a spiritual one. Perhaps Jesus is urging his disciples, and that includes us, to arise from the concerns of this world and go to a new place, a place where the Helper, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit dwells. He stresses that he gives his peace to us. Once we know him, that essential peace is ever present within. This is not a gift that we can handle and look at. It is intangible, but palpable at the same time. But we must hold on to the gift. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. It requires action and application on our part, remembering that it is always a joint effort, with Jesus taking the strain. But now he tells his disciples, I am going away and coming back to you. And he asks us to rejoice. He follows the Father's commandment and he says, arise, let us go from here. Meditate on these things. Ephesians 5, verses 13 and 14. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. A holy command. Oswald Chambers on love. Love with all your strength. The natural life in a sanctified man or woman is neither moral or immoral. It is the gift God has given to be sacrificed on the altar of love to God. Jesus Christ had a natural body. It was not a sin for him to be hungry, but it would have been a sin for him to satisfy that hunger when God had told him not to. The body we have is not sinful in itself. If it were, it would be untrue to say that Jesus Christ was sinless. After we are sanctified, we have the same body, but it is ruled by a new disposition, and we have to sacrifice our natural life to God even as Jesus did, so that we make the natural life spiritual by a series of direct moral choices. From If Thou Wilt Be Perfect.